What do you think, sweetie? Should we get a cattail? Aww. If I want one, I can have one. It's such a sweet answer. But I think you'd be jealous if I was snuggling with anything else now, wouldn't you? That cute little smell is all the confirmation I need. I think I'll be happy with you as my little kitten for now. So, Richard and Janet, how long have you been married now? Oh, that's right, Janet. I do remember you taking a vacation at that time. I didn't realize that was for your honeymoon. I'm sorry. At that time, we were working in different departments, and I didn't know you very well. So, tell us, how did you two meet? Of course not. Why should you be embarrassed that you met online? When it's right, it's right. It doesn't matter how you got there. What's the difference between meeting online, or at work, or at a party? Isn't that right, sweetie? You wouldn't say that we met in the most conventional way. Us? Well, I knocked him over in the park. I was throwing a frisbee around with a friend of mine, and I didn't see him walking. I crashed right into him as he was drawing a tree. I felt so terrible about it that I asked him out right then and there to make it up to him. He was a little flustered, but I wouldn't take no for an answer. Aren't you glad I didn't, sweetie? There's that smell again. I love that it's so easy to make you do that. You are the cutest little kitten I could possibly own. Our first date? No, nothing special. He came over to my place. I ordered pizza. We watched a movie. I say we watched a movie. A movie was on, but we talked all afternoon, evening, and into the night. I wanted to know everything about him, and it took forever to get anything out of him. All I knew up to that point was he had the cutest smile in the world, and the most adorable blush. Yep, just like that one right there. Oh yeah, I definitely talked much more than he did. He just stared at me adoringly for most of the night. Don't deny it now, honey. He did so. I kept wanting you to make a move on me, but you wouldn't do it. I couldn't tell if you were trying to be respectful, just super shy, or too dense to get the signals I was giving you. Now I know it was a little of all three. It was honestly so endearing, but at the same time, so frustrating. I wanted to cuddle him all night, but he just wouldn't take the hint. So finally, when the night was close to being over, and he was beginning to think about heading home, I decided that if he wasn't gonna make a move on me, and I was gonna do it for him. I wrapped my arms around his neck and told him that it was okay to kiss me on the first date and pulled him to me. We kissed long and hard and he melted in my arms. His kiss was something special. I knew then that he was going to be mine forever. That was just over 3 weeks ago. You're mine. You're my adorable little pet. And you always will be. You have no say in the matter. Yeah, I know you're glad I'm not letting you go. Of course not, Janet. Don't apologize for needing to go. It's been a lovely double date with you guys. I'll see you at work on Monday, Janet. You two enjoy the rest of your evening. Well, sweetie, you're still so shy with me, even after a few weeks. No, I love it. I love that it still makes you happy when I take charge. Maybe I should get you a collar and leash you, so you'll always be close to me when I want you. Which is always. Yes, I'm joking. Unless, of course, you like that kind of thing. Of course I love to baby you. You're my special baby, after all. Oh, no, honey. Don't take it like that. That's not what I'm saying. You're not pathetic. You're smart and creative and wonderful in so many ways. I love you for who you are. But you love me for who I am too, right? Right. That's all I'm saying. I'm the assertive one. This is who I am. It's why I moved up so quickly at work. And it's why I'm arm in arm with you now. I know what I want, and I go for it. And I wanted you. Yeah, I think it's also wonderful that I ran into you at the park that day. But I wouldn't exactly call it fate. You see, baby, I had my friend throw the frisbee at you, so I could crash into you. I admit, though, that I didn't mean to knock you down. That was a miscalculation. I was just trying to knock the pad out of your hands so I could apologize and make it up to you. Why is that so shocking to you? I meant it when I said you're smart and creative. You're also stunningly handsome, and you're very kind and gentle. Who wouldn't want to draw your attention? I just decided to get you instead of waiting for you to build up the courage to notice me and ask me out. That's all. You're worth it. There's that adorable little smile I love so much. It's never my intention to chase it away. I'm not hiding who I am from you. I might delay the revealing of a few details is all. Where do you think you're going? No way, lover. I've got your car keys, and you're not getting them back yet. You're coming inside with me for a little dessert. No complaining. It's Friday night, so you can't tell me that you have work tomorrow, and that you've got to get home early. That's right. You see, baby, I know you love it when I take control, and that's why I do it. You melt so easily in my embrace, and now that we're inside, I can wrap my arms completely around you and... Oh, baby. Your lips are so magical. Ever since our first kiss on our first date, I've never stopped wanting more. Seriously, I think it might be your superpower. Now, come here so I can kiss you again. Excuse me? What do you mean you don't think so? Baby, you don't have to be shy now. Nobody else is around. Now, come here. Let me taste your sweet lips. Baby, what are you doing? Don't pull away from me. What? Ask you for it? Come on, baby. Stop kidding around. Just kiss me. Seriously, babe. Stop playing around. Please, just kiss me. See? Now that wasn't so difficult. Because I asked. Wait. I did say please, didn't I? That just came out. Oh, baby, I said it once. Why do you want to hear it again? Come on. Just kiss me. You know you want to. No, wait. Please don't. Yes, I'll sit. Are you gonna lay on my lap like you usually do? Baby, where are you going? Why are you walking behind me? Baby, what are you doing to me? Making me melt. Honey, wait, stop. No, don't stop. I didn't mean stop kissing me there. I just smelt. On my neck, but I thought you wanted me to. That is making me so weak. I can't. Oh, yes, right there on my neck. Oh, baby, I'm melting. Oh, please. Please keep going. Your touch. Your lips. How are you doing this to me? Oh my god. Oh no, baby. Please don't stop. I love it when you kiss me there. It makes me feel something very hot. Oh, yes, God, yes, right there. Wait. No, baby, it's wonderful, but can you please kiss me again? Not my neck. Can you kiss me, please? Ugh. wonderful, but I love your lips, baby. Please keep kissing me. You're going to let me fall asleep on your chest like your little kitten? Oh, baby. Yes, please. Let me do that.